so much online that you can read about Chuck Berry, I will direct you to the Austin 360 post that features Austin musicians talking about their experiences with Chuck. I'm Jody Denberg, joined by Rolling Stone Magazine's David Frick, who also hosts a show on Sirius XM called The Writer's Block. We'll be joined by Robin Hitchcock in an hour. KUTX's South by Southwest coverage. It comes with support from Austin laser dentist Helen Ragsdale and Independence Brewing Company, serving Austin's independent drinkers and thinkers. And we have an Austin independent band for you in about a minute.
Support comes from Wild About Music, an all-music-themed art, gift, and guitar gallery for 25 years, featuring gifts for music lovers, plus an extensive selection of Luna guitars and ukuleles. Downtown Austin at 615 Congress. More at wildaboutmusic.com.
You know, the other day when you heard that KUTX host make a mistake, that was a real person. You know, the other day when you heard that song next to that other song that was so awesome that you had what we call a driveway moment where you can't get out of your car because it's so awesome, that was a real person who put that set together. What I'm trying to say is KUTX is real. Real music brought to you by real people. The Austin Music Experience needs your support as we go into our spring membership drive March 29th. So Real Radio needs real support. Make your donation and learn more at KUTX.org. Thanks. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org. Community supported public radio from UT Austin.
Support comes from Twin Liquors, proud to support hundreds of local nonprofits annually, including KUT and KUTX. Recipes, event calendar, and more at twinliquors.com.
David, the next song you chose for us is from an Austin band that played four shows during South By.
I saw one on Wednesday, and they were fantastic.
Which show did you see? Where?
It was at the Main, which I guess is the old Emos, which was great because I walked in and I went, wow, I saw Johnny Cash here like about 800,000 years ago.
With Beck opening.
Actually, Johnny Cash opened for Beck. He was on before Beck was. That was a total blowout.
And that was the American
That was the debut of the first album he did with Rick Rubin.
Cotton Mather's new album, it follows up last year's Death of the Cool, which was their first in 15 years, and the new one is called Wild Kingdom. It comes out on April 7th, Robert Harrison and Company. You chose this,
they played it during the set, and it really killed, and I just love the fact that it was called the Cotton Mather Pledge, and I guess the pledge is that you come see us, we rock your socks.
I tried my
KUTX 98.9, our South By wrap-up show, started that set with Austin's Cotton Mather. After their first album in 15 years with Death of the Cool last year, a new album, Wild Kingdom, comes April 7th. They did 4 South By shows. Our guest, David Frick, saw the one at the Main the other day. You're a fan.
I am a fan. I bought both records at the merch table, last year's and the new Wild Kingdom, which is why I got a chance to play it today.
And I was thinking as we were walking in here that you and I have been doing Sunday morning post-South By shows for about 10 years now.
Yeah, we're getting on a decade here.
And I don't think we've ever missed a show without playing something by Moby Grape.
You can't. It's against the law.
And we actually had a true purpose this time because Peter Lewis of Moby Grape was in town. The song we heard was an audition?
It was Looper is a song that Peter wrote and he sang. It was recorded. That is from their original audition for Columbia Records in, I guess, was late 66, early 67 for the first album. It was not included on the first album. They eventually recorded it for an album called Truly Fine Citizen, but that was the original version that they recorded ostensibly for that perfect first album. I would say the greatest album ever made.
And Peter played the Greenwich Village tribute that we mentioned earlier that Richard Barone hosted, but he also played his own show.
He did his own show on Thursday night also at the Victorian Room at the Driscoll. He has a new album called Just Like Jack, a solo album. He hasn't made many solo records, but he's made a really, really fine one. It was produced with Freddie Kirsch right here in town.
Yeah.
And it's going to be out in June. And he played a couple of songs from that record, including one that he co-wrote with the late, great Skip Spence. Skip had started writing the song. It was called Sailing. And Peter finished it, and they've recorded it. And it's, as Robin Hitchcock would say, it's a mystic trip.
And Robin will say more at noon when he joins us. This is Jody Denberg, a beautiful Sunday morning, 71 degrees. It's going to be warm today with a high of 85. You enjoying the weather while you're here?
Yeah, considering what I came from, this is like, you know, gravy.
When we met up this morning before the show, I asked you what you did last night. You went out with some journalist friends of ours, Raul Hernandez from
and John Perellis from the New York Times. We ended the night, well, at least Raul and I did. I think John actually went off to something else still, but we finished with this band at Central Presbyterian Church, Lift to Experience, from Denton, Texas. They should be an institution. They should be worldwide famous. In fact, they are probably one of the greatest cult bands to still be in existence. They have recently reissued their only album. First came out in 2001, the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. The band is from Denton. Josh T. Pearson on guitar. Let's see, who else do we have here? We've got Josh T. Pearson on vocals and guitar, Josh the Bear Browning on bass, and Andy the Boy Young on drums. They reunited last year to basically, I'm not sure why they reunited, but they did. They headlined at the Royal Festival Hall in London, where they are a massive cult band. And then they did two South By shows. I saw one at the parish and last night in the church. And the album basically, the concept is that when the second coming comes, it's going to occur in Texas, not Jerusalem. That Texas is indeed the promised land, as Chuck Berry says. And it's sort of like a cross faith power trio Nirvana thing, man. And I don't mean Nirvana the band. In the church last night, the combination of Josh's guitar, which is this metallic staccato just ascension with this power trio rhythm section, and then all of the reverb, it was like, man, I've been to the mountain. There is nothing I can see tonight that is going to be better than this.
Smash it to the ground. Slip off your slippers and dance all around. It's bloody. It's just bloody. It's just
Yeah.
It's our South by Southwest wrap-up show on KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, along with Rolling Stone's David Frick. And, well, we didn't expect to be wrapping up the life of Chuck Berry this morning, but if we had to, that was a good way to do it.
Well, we went from one experience to another. We had Lift to Experience from Denton, Texas, falling from Cloud 9 from their 2001 album, just reissued, the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. And, of course, Jimi Hendrix with his second experience with Billy Cox and Mitch Mitchell live on May 30th, 1970 at the Berklee Community Theater doing, what else? Johnny Be Good.
And fair to say that's one of your favorite Hendrix covers? Chuck Berry covers?
It's one of my favorite Chuck Berry covers. It's one of my favorite Hendrix tracks. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that performance.
No. Well, I've got a live Chuck Berry cover I've been thinking of that maybe I could squeeze in a little bit.
Okay, no, that's everybody gets a turn.
All right. And I've said this a few times, but yesterday when David and I got together, he always has a stack of CDs, so I rifle through them, and we found this one. You were telling me about this band, Phony People.
It's spelled P-H-O-N-Y and then P-P-L, and this was literally a discovery, and it does have an Austin connection, funny enough. Last December, I was taking the subway downtown to go to Carnegie Hall to see Gary Clark Jr. do a solo gig at Carnegie Hall. And I got off the subway at Columbus Circle, 59th Street, and was walking through the subway stop. And I heard this racket, and it sounded like a live band, which you normally don't hear. You hear musicians in the subway, but like a full-on band. And there was this band of five young black guys just playing, you know, just hard rock, Living Color style, reggae, R&B. It was like seeing a young live version of The Roots. And so I stopped and watched, and they were fantastic. And I went up to the singer, and he told me the name of the band. They were promoting a residency at the Blue Note, the jazz club in New York. They were doing Saturdays at 1:30 in the morning, and they were doing one of their gigs the following Saturday. So I went, and they were absolutely fantastic. I ended up... the album is only out digitally. You can get it for $6.99 at Amazon. It's really worth it. It's called Yesterday's Tomorrow. And the song that we're about to play is the one that I heard in the subway that just totally blew me away.
The band again?
Phony People.
And this is
and
why.
And there's nothing phony about them.
And this is why I love the moon.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every night above my window, and that's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside, right there for me and my mind, and that's why I love the moon, yeah, because people can consume my love in the wrong way, so I send it up at night, at night, at night. Real love so hard to find, just when you think so hard to find,
just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine.
Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move on.
Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh?
Still not trying to escape these demons in my room.
You see, it's no change dropping, we learn to maintain. And how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges?
We're slaves.
Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising, don't deny you the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Shit changed. I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help. With me trying to grow is just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances. No, I need that fool. Fell on my back, who just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So,
peace to the moon, peace to the stars, peace to the sun.
The Together we stand, divided we fall. And I wish my little sister she could be here now. They say someone's gonna have to pay the price of love.
KUTX South By wrap-up show. I am David Frick, and I am very honored to be here with Jody Denberg, my great friend and radio mentor. That was Chuck Prophet. Bobby Fuller Died For Your Sins from his new album. And before that, one of my favorite records from late last year, something I literally discovered in the New York subway, Phony People, a band from Bed-Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, and I am certain are destined for great, great things in pop, R&B, and anywhere else they can start playing. Jody, over to you.
I love the Phony People. I knew I would get a text or two from our staff saying, what was that? And I did.
That was exactly my reaction when I heard it in the subway. What was that?
And Chuck Prophet actually started my South by Southwest. He played at the station a week ago Friday and then did three shows at the Continental Club a weekend ago. And you can't say enough good things about Chuck Prophet. He's such a threat on the guitar, on the songwriting. He's charismatic. Stephanie, his girlfriend and member of the Mission Express, just excellent. Bobby Fuller Died For Your Sins. And you've chosen for us next a band called I Am the Polish Army.
This is one that, as they used to say in the newspaper business, just flew in over the transom. It was a record that showed up in my mail. I liked the name of the band. I thought, where is this coming from? The cover was pretty intriguing, and I put it on and was knocked out. I've been playing it on my show on Sirius, and am really pleased to get a chance to spread the word a bit. It's the track that we're going to play is actually, it suits today, and it suits actually, it seems like, every day now that we've been losing some very special musicians that have been so just essential to our lives, our lifestyles, the culture. You know, Chuck Prophet talking about Bobby Fuller and how much that music continues to resonate. We've been talking about Chuck Berry. And obviously, last year, David Bowie's passing at the beginning of 2016 was such a resounding loss and a moment for reflection on exactly what music gives us and what the musicians go through to give it to us. This song by I Am the Polish Army, the album is called My Old Man, but this song is called literally David Bowie. And it's about how when we lose somebody like that, when you go back and listen to the music, you just miss them so much all over again.
Carving out some kind of survival.
This is KUTX, our South by Southwest wrap-up show. I'm Jody Denberg with Rolling Stone Magazine's David Frick, joined by Robin Hitchcock in a few. And David, a New Yorker, well, for a long, long time, originally from Philly, chose a New York band to start that set. I Am the Polish Army?
I Am the Polish Army. They are from Brooklyn. It's a trio, and the woman sort of at the head of all that action, Emma DeCorsi. Actually, let me make sure I have that. Yep, Emma DeCorsi, I'm sorry. She's the writer, the singer, and basically has put this musical thing together. That's a track called David Bowie, about basically missing David Bowie and all the other artists that we keep losing with great frequency. And the album comes out in May, but that track is out there. I highly recommend checking it all out when you get the chance.
And we've played a couple of Chuck Berry songs already this morning, who we lost yesterday. Also last week, we lost the great harmonica player James Cotton, who had been living in the Austin area for the last 10 years, made his mark with the Muddy Waters band. But you know those eclectic bills they used to have at the Fillmore, where there'd be like a psychedelic rock band and a jazz artist, and there'd be James Cotton.
Right. You know? Lots of blues guys. Bill Graham was always putting on. Well, B.B. King credited Bill Graham with essentially, you know, introducing him to a young white audience when he'd put him on at the Fillmore in, I guess it was 67, and just basically changed his whole, you know, touring life by getting him in front of young white audiences at the ballrooms, and then eventually it was arenas. And, you know, those musicians and, you know, guys like James Cotton, they played at the Fillmore. Mike Bloomfield, actually, I believe, produced a record with Nick Ravenites for James Cotton. So the worship and the exchange of love and purity was so deep. And, you know, that actually, the album Heart Again, which we heard that track from, that was the record that Muddy did with Johnny Winter and James Cotton, and it was basically Muddy's comeback after leaving Chess Records, and again, revitalized his life and his career. And I saw that band live in Philadelphia at the Tower Theater, and they slayed.
Well, here in Austin, it's Antone's Nightclub that kept people like Muddy Waters and James Cotton and Pine Top Perkins, who were all on the last song we heard, alive. And on the harp on that song, the late James Cotton, who passed away this week at the age of 81 and has lived in the Austin area for more than 10 years. Thank you, James. Thank you, Pine Top, Muddy, Johnny Winter. Thank you, Clifford and Susan Antone. So, David, you were in town. When did you get in town?
I got in on Wednesday.
So, starting Wednesday morning, KUTX holed up at the Four Seasons Ballroom and over the course of four mornings presented 16 artists live on the radio. I mean,
that's a festival in itself.
It was. And we raised over, I think, $40,000 for the Seton Shivers Cancer Center. And some of the artists that we featured included Maggie Rogers, Middle Kids, River Wireless, Austin's My Jerusalem, Black Angels. You're a fan.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan of them.
Spoon, Black Joe Lewis. So it was epic. And thanks to everyone who joined us. Thanks to Deidre Gott, who booked the bands. Thanks to just everyone who helped make it happen. And on the bill one of the mornings was Ray Wiley Hubbard, Friday morning, actually. And Ray is playing today. You know, there's all these rogue, non-official South By events that are wonderful. And Lucy's Fried Chicken is keeping it going today. Their 7th annual South By South Austin Fried Chicken Revival. So at the Lucy's location on just off South Congress on College Avenue, they have a show that begins in a few minutes with John Langford and the Far Forlorn and continues throughout the day with Jesse Dayton, Kelly McWee, and at 6 o'clock, Ray Wiley Hubbard. So I wanted to play one of the songs Ray did live at the Four Seasons and remind everyone that all of the audio from these songs and many videos can be found at KUTX.org. Ray Wiley Hubbard today at 6 at Lucy's and on the KUTX South By wrap-up show. I guess it's not a wrap yet.
No, we haven't wrapped.
So I got a woman, she's wild as wrong. She likes to drink Dr. Pepper, play ping pong. She crosses a bridge, she sets it on fire. She lands like a bird on the telephone wire. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. And then I'm gonna rhyme out with gasoline. It's a drunken poet's dream. Oh, here's some money on the table and a pistol on the floor. A few paperback books by Louis L'Amour. Whiskey bottles are scattered like last night's clothes. With cigarettes and papers and Oreos. My harmonica has got a busted reed. My lips are chapped and about to bleed. She says that's nothing when she was a kid. She danced with the dead at the pyramids. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. And then I'm gonna rhyme out with gasoline. It's a drunken poet's dream. Judgment Day. She says, dying to get into heaven just ain't our way. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. And then I'm gonna rhyme out with gasoline. To drunk a poet's dream. Whoa. So I got a woman, she's wild. Likes to eat non-a-moo and play ping pong.
When the moon was full, we met down Union
KUTX 98.9, our South by Southwest wrap-up show. A bit of a misnomer because there's still amazing shows happening tonight, including at the Continental Club, a Sims benefit. On the bill, the likes of Amy Cook, Nina Diaz, David Garza, John Doe, and that gentleman, Javier Escovedo. And that song is from Kicked Out of Eden, Javi's album, and the track Downtown. Javier Escovedo has been a big presence this past week during South By, including reuniting with his band, The Zeros, for a handful of Texas dates around South By. Javier Escovedo tonight at the Continental Club. We heard Ray Wiley Hubbard recorded live for KUTX at the Four Seasons for South By on this past Friday. Song he co-wrote with Hayes Carl, who garnered 6 Austin Music Awards last Sunday night. Hayes did. Ray presented him with the awards in absentia. Drunken Poet's Dream. Ray Wiley Hubbard is part of the finale at Lucy's Fried Chicken, which is just getting underway with John Langford and includes at 3 o'clock Jesse Dayton and at 6 Ray Wiley Hubbard. Jody Denberg here with David Frick. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Robin Hitchcock. So, David, at the Music Awards, I gave Ephraim Owens, the trumpeter, his Hall of Fame award and his award for best horn player, and rattled off the numerous bands that he played with, and one was Tedeschi Trucks Band. So I thought, oh, we should play some Tedeschi Trucks Band. And then I open the album, the CD, and I see that you've written some rather extensive liner notes for this package.
I was very pleased to be asked. They said, would you do this? And I thought, in a heartbeat. It was just an honor. I've written about Derek and Susan and everything they've been doing for the last, I can't even remember the first time I started writing about Derek, but that band has gotten so, so good. And in fact, I think with the end of the Allman Brothers residency at the Beacon, Tedeschi Trucks in September, they're up to, I think, 6 or 7 gigs now. They've become basically the go-to residency for people who miss the Allmans. And it's really just been it's an incredible band. The cover versions, the way they, Susan and Derek do dual lead guitar, the brass section, Mike Madison on vocals, the 2 drummers, that band is just super badass. And the thing about this record is Live from the Fox, Oakland, the entire live, it's a live album, 2 CDs and a concert film. It was all done in one night.